Watch, Antifa clash with protesters outside Drag Queen Story Hour performance for children. By Kurt Sindelka on February 12, 2023. Far-left Antifa radicals clash with protesters outside a performance of Drag Queen Story Hour for small children at the Tate Britain Museum in London on Saturday. At least one arrest was made as leftist counter-protesters clashed with people demonstrating against a Drag Queen Story Hour show for young children hosted by the Tate Britain Museum in central London by infamous Aida HD, an autistic biological male born as Sab Samuel. According to a report from London's Daily Telegraph, protesters held placards demanding to leave our kids alone and stating that kids don't belong in drag shows. One female protester told the broadsheet, "A lot of us here are local parents, carers and grandparents. We're concerned about Drag Queen Story Time and we've written to the Tate asking them to cancel it. We feel that Aida HD is sexually inappropriate for children." Clashes broke out as Antifa radicals, alongside activists from the Socialist Workers' Party, Stand Up to Racism, and the Transgender Action Bloc, descended upon the protest against the children's drag show. London police made at least one arrest, and eventually formed a barricade in order to allow people to enter the drag performance. According to veteran Antifa watcher Andy Ngo, Antifa social media accounts advised the leftist counter-protesters on how to conceal their identity, with one London-based group saying, "Mask up, and stick with your crew." Despite the protest, Aida H. claimed that the show, which was performed in front of small children, went swimmingly. According to its website, Drag Queen Story Hour UK says that it offers fun and interactive kids' shows with amazing and talented drag performers. Drag Queen Story Hour UK wants to show the world that being different is not a bad thing. And by providing imaginative role models for children to look up to, we can change the world book by book. There has been increasing pushback against sexualized LGBT-themed performances for children in Britain. For example, massive backlash and an ensuing pressure campaign last year successfully shut down the family sex show, which was set to feature naked actors to teach children as young as 5 years old about queerness and masturbation. Nevertheless, exposing children to increasingly sexualized content has become pervasive in the country. In one shocking incident, Breitbart London exposed that a Labour-run council had hosted a performer dressed as a rainbow monkey with a giant dildo strap on at a local library's summer reading challenge for children. Again, following intense pushback, the local council was forced to cut ties with the LGBT carnival troupe responsible for the performance. Defending the decision to host Drag Queen Story Hour, a spokeswoman for the Tate Museum claimed, "We do not program artists in order to promote particular points of view, nor to reconcile differing points of view. Our galleries offer a broad program and visitors have the freedom to choose which aspects of it they engage with." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.